Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about the Biden tax plan, which is partially designed to pay for his infrastructure plan. And a lot of people in the Republican Party are saying, oh, this is terrible. He's raising taxes, as a typical tax and spend Democrat. But he really is not. I want to explain it, because this is not simply a matter of raising taxes. In some cases, it's a matter of harvesting the fraudulent evasion of taxes. Let me give you some examples. One of the things he has put in is a minimum 15% corporate tax for companies that park income overseas. You know, if you are a mom and pop grocery store in Madison, you're not going to set up an affiliate in Switzerland or Germany or Ireland or somewhere, the Cayman Islands. It's not worth it. It's a pain in the neck. You don't know how to do it. And it's too expensive to hire a lawyer. But if you are a multi-billion dollar multinational corporation, you absolutely are. And in accounting sense, a lot of the profits that you make end up in the Cayman Islands. They end up in Switzerland, Ireland. They may end up in Germany, somewhere else with lower taxes or effectively no taxes. And it sits there. But you report it in your public filings to your stockholders as income. And it's there. It's your property. And you sit and wait and get your lobbyists to work. And what they did with Trump is they got him to say you can repatriate that money, you bring it back in the United States at a very low cost or percentage. And so many large companies pay no taxes, period. Okay. What Biden's doing in this tax plan is to say, if they report it as income on their public filings, filed with the SEC, they are going to pay 15% of that. No fooling around, 15%. Now, here's the thing. They have to report it honestly. If they underreport income, if they have a false statement in a public filing, it's a felony. It can be a felony. It certainly is going to result in the SEC disciplining them. They can't afford that. So he has them. He has them where he wants them. And they say, oh, that's terrible. That's a tax increase. That's not a tax increase. 15% is lower than the corporate tax even now. All they're saying is you park income overseas in the Cayman Islands, Ireland, Switzerland, Germany, somewhere else, you're going to report it in your public filings and you're paying 15%. And they squawk mercilessly and call it a tax increase. It's not a tax increase. I mean, look, if you opened up a bank account in the Cayman Islands right now, yeah, you, and you took your wages and stuck it in that bank account and then told the Wisconsin Department of Revenue you had no income, that would very likely be a criminal offense of tax evasion. You don't have any public filing obligations. You don't have a lawyer to say that you did this and you did that. So why should large companies be able to do it? I mean, it's as simple as that. But the second thing is this is important. What he has done is Trump lowered the corporate tax to something like 21%. It had been 35%. 35%, in my view, is too high. It was higher than a lot of companies around the world. And you don't want to say to a corporation, you don't want to say to anybody you're going to take a lot of your money in taxes, but to a corporation, you have to have a profit motive for investors to invest, to get more money, to expand and all that. Trump lowered it to 21%. Well, 21% started to get down, and most of them park it overseas anyway, and they don't pay anything. They don't pay anything. Well, all that Biden has said is we're not going back up to 35%. We're going to go to 28%. We're going to split the difference. Instead of going from 35 to 21, we're going to 35 to 28. So it's 7% more than Trump did, 7% less. It's a tax cut. If Trump hadn't done anything, Biden would have looked like a genius, a tax cutting genius. 28%, very fair. And then there's 15% minimum to the people that park it overseas. That's even less. That's even less than what Trump was assessing as taxes. But it's something. And Biden agreed that it would only apply to companies that earn more than $2 billion a year. That's income. Earn $2 billion a year, not worth $2 billion a year. Earn $2 billion a year. Think of what your income is. $2 billion a year in income is pretty nice. It will only reach 45 companies. It will only reach 45 companies. I think if you explain it that way, you will get some good response. However, the one thing that is intolerable to me is that hedge funds don't pay income tax even under this proposal. Wall Street has its hooks in the Democratic as well as the Republican Party. You've got to understand that. There is a thing called carried interest. If you are a hedge fund, you have people giving billions of dollars for you to manage. You can do whatever you want with it. You just have to disclose what you're doing. You can take chances. None of them ultimately over time outdo the S&P 500. You're better off putting your money in index mutual funds with Vanguard or T. Rowe Price or, you know, one of these, Fidelity, Honest Company. But in any event, when they get in, they take 2%, a lot of them, off the top. So if they have $1 billion under management, 2% is 20 million. They just grab 20 million. And then they grab 1.5% of anything over the S&P 500 returns. So if they gamble and 1 year they do better than the S&P, they get 1.5% over that. They get many hundreds of millions of dollars in income a year, these hedge funds. Some of them get billions a year. They got together and they thought, you know, we have some good lobbyists. Let's go down there and say that income to us is not income. Just change the name to carried interest. Carried interest is a concept in high-risk industries like petroleum and lumber, where you go out there and you might drill 20 dry holes. 20 dry holes cost a lot of money. You don't really get it back. Or in lumber, you may plant forests, which is good ecologically, and not get any return. But when you suddenly do get some return, if it's high risk, what they say is, well, that's just carried interest, not income, because you had so many other risks. And so therefore, you're going to be taxed at lower, like a capital gains rate. You'll be taxed at 15% instead of corporate would be under Biden 28. Personal highest one is up in the high 30s. So the hedge funds went to Washington. They said, we're just like the oil industry. We have a lot of risk. And you know what? They weren't asked questions. If I'd been in the Senate, I would say, oh, really? What risk? You grab 2% off the top every year, no matter what you do, how bad you do. If you lose half their assets, you get 2% of what's left for doing nothing. And then you get 1.5% on the occasional year you outdo the S&P 500, getting billions a year. You're not taking risk. The guys that drill 20 dry holes are taking risk. You're not drilling any dry holes. You're getting cash. You're getting cash. And they chuckle, and they took him out to dinner, got him a lot of steak and martinis. So hedge funds are treated as if it was very risky, and it's not risky at all. It's risky to the investors. Nobody will change that. They all say they'll change it. Trump said he'll change it. Democrat, nobody will, because Wall Street pumped so much money into campaigns. If anybody actually did it, if anybody actually put in a bill and it got to the floor and they voted for it, they'd be out in primaries. In blue primaries, they'd be out. Somebody would come and say they weren't down with AOC or something. In right-wing primaries, well, they weren't down with Donald Trump. You know, that kind of stuff. This is going on. Does that occur to you? Does that occur to anybody out there? You know, you always complain about Wall Street and you always complain about this. Does it bother you that hedge funds make hundreds of millions, in some cases billions a year in income, and they're treated as if it's high risk and don't have to pay income tax? So that's not in this bill. The reason it's not in this bill is because every Republican would be against it, and half the Democrats would be against it, even though they would claim they weren't. So at some point, somebody's got to get real. Somebody's got to confront these people. We're confronting them now. It's not enough. You got to confront them. You got to confront them at the polls. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot to talk about when we get back. A lot more back after the break.